This is John Dingell, and welcome to my podcast. The following podcast is a statement I delivered to the Committee on Energy and Commerce on June 27, 2007. This is the first and not the last word on the subjects we will be wrestling with for some time. Today we will consider a series of energy bills that will accomplish much good. The efficiency provisions alone will result in the removal of more than 8.6 billion tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, an amount equal to the annual emissions of all of the cars on the road in America today. I recognize that the bills we're talking on today may have displeased some of our more ideologically inclined colleagues on the left and on the right, who might want us to be more prescriptive in the regulatory side or more permissive on the production side. We're proceeding on legislation where there is a consensus. We have left issues such as motor vehicle fuel economy, coal to liquids, and a renewable portfolio standard out of the base text. Members may wish to offer amendments on these subjects, and that, of course, is their right. But I would caution the committee that this will only complicate the task of moving legislation through the House and through a conference with the Senate so that the bill may be presented to the President for signature. These issues will be addressed in the fall in the context of comprehensive climate change legislation, and I have pledged that that will be done along with other matters of similar character. We should set ambitious goals and targets for that legislation. It should stabilize greenhouse gas concentrations at levels that will avoid or avert large-scale climate change consequences. That will require a reduction in U.S. greenhouse gas emissions of between 60 and perhaps as much as 80% by 2050. How to get there will be the hard part. We need to put everything into the discussion, whether it is politically saleable or not. Yes, that means a mandatory cap and trade system and some form of carbon emission fees. We will have to figure out ways to deploy wind, solar, wave, geothermal, and other forms of energy production on a scale never before attempted. We will have to examine the future of coal and the role of nuclear power. We will have to go well beyond the stale debate over miles per gallon of gasoline used. We should be talking about lifetime carbon footprints of vehicles, about the carbon content of fuels, about the promotion of renewable fuels and advanced batteries and other technologies, and we will do so. We will need to discuss the role of carbon sinks and sequestration, as well as land use policies. We will need to sort out the various responsibilities of local, state, and federal governments, this country's international obligations, and what we can do to enlist other countries in these efforts. Perhaps our most difficult and important task will be to ask what we can do to change the attitudes towards energy use and our personal behavior in using and conserving energy. We should leave as few of these questions and these issues to bureaucratic discretion as possible. It is the job of the Congress and of this committee to make the tough calls, as we have done so many times, including in writing the Clean Air Act amendments of 1990. This will allow us to distribute the burdens fairly, and there will be burdens. But let's accept that and also accept our own responsibility to create a future for our country and our world, one that preserves economic opportunity and our precious natural environment. I want to add just one thought. This is going to be a difficult time as we write this legislation. It is going to involve imposing hardships and requiring a sharing of responsibilities. It is my purpose to see to it that everyone and every industry makes their proper contribution to these matters, and that no one escapes their proper responsibilities to participate and to contribute. This will be difficult, but it's something that this committee has done well, and I intend that it shall do so. This is John Dingell. Thank you for listening.